We are learning Maseches Sedarim Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, and we are learning the Mishnah on bottom of Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Teisha Nairos Nidreim Kayomim. 9 Nairos, they're Nidorim HaKayomim, which means that the father doesn't have any Rishus over her. Now, Nairos here is Lav Dafka. We'll see one example is our Begeras. So here, the word Naira is Lav Dafka, means a girl came to age that she can make an Eder. There are 9 Nairos who Nidreim is Kayomim, and the father can't do Afar. Now, they're like the Gemara will explain, and the Ran really explains this, that there's really only 3. Just Rabbi Yehuda did it, lechadeid esal tamidim, made it into 9. But the 3 categories really are, one is Yisoyim HaBechaya Av, which means her father's alive, but she got married already, Nisuin, and now she got divorced, so now she's not in her father's shush anymore, even though she's of age to be in her father's shush, still a Naira. Still, the halacha is, since she got married already, she's a Yisoyim HaBechaya Av, her father's never a shush. That's case number 1. Case number 2 is a Yisoyim HaMamish. She has no father. Again, she has no father, so then no one's there to make for the Darim. The 3rd case is Begaris. Once she comes to Begaris, the father has no Rishus. But our Mishnah splits it up into 9 cases. The first cases are all cases of Yisoyim HaBechaya. Begaris vi Yisoyim. Begaris, she's a Begaris, and she's Yisoyim HaBechaya, which means she got married already once. Or Naira or Begeres, Ubagra, she's a Naira and she became a Begeres, be Yisayma, and she's also Yisayma Chayav. Or the case is, she stole a Naira, Shaloi Bagra, be Yisayma, and she's Yisayma Chayav. So the 3 cases are all Yisayma Chayav, but we gave you 3 cases. 2 of those cases have other reasons why you can't, the father can't do it, because she's a Begeres. But they're saying, the 3 cases are, there's a case of Begeres Yisayma Chayav, there's a Naira Ubagra, she made an ed while she was a Naira, and then she became a Begeres, and she was a Yisayim HaChayav, the father can't do it, or a Naira Shloi Bagra of Yisayim. The next group of 3 is cases of her father's died. Begeres and Mesavia, she's a Begeres, her father died, or Naira, she made an ed while she was a Naira, and the Begeres became a Begeres, or Mesavia, the father died, or Naira Shloi Bagra of Mesavia, and her father died. So these 3 cases, all cases, her father died, there's no Hafara. The 3rd grouping is the cases of Begeres. Naira Shemesavio, Shemesavio Bagra, she became a Begeres. Or Begeres via Kayim, her father can't do it because she's a Begeres. Or Naira Begeres via Kayim, or she's Naira Begeres and a via Kayim. These 3 cases are all Begeres. And there's 1 case here, her father's not alive also, but the point is that the Alts Begeres, her father cannot do the Hafara. Those are the 9 cases, which are really 3. Rav Yehuda Eima, I have another case. Afa Mesi Bitoi Katana, Amasi Bitoi Katana, V'nis Almon Iskarash, V'chazor Yatzloi Dayan in Naira. Rav Yehuda is a Chiddush, that even though she got married while she was a Ketana, which works, because the father can marry off a daughter in Ketana, still she goes into Omer and Shus. You would think maybe that while she's a Ketana, her marriage is not enough to make her a Shus. Kamashlon, it does. It does. And she's a Naira now, even though she can make an Adarim now, that's what I'm saying Naira, because a Ketana usually can't make an Adar. Maybe from 11 years old and on, she could, but the said a Naira, that she can make an Adar. The Lach is, even though she can make an Adar, her father cannot be made for it. Why not? Because she's already in Nesua, and even though she's in Nesua while she's a Ketana. And Pashtus, Rav Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakama, he's just adding on another case. Zok to Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. Zu divi Rav Yehuda. This Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. Chom Abram, Sholish Nairis, Nedreim Kiyom. The way the Chom put down this Mishnah is much less confusing. There are only 3 Nairis, Nedreim Kiyom. Vegeres, V'yasoima, V'yasoima, V'chayav. These 3, Vegeres, and Yasoima, and Yasoima, V'chayav. Those are the 3 examples, which really is our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah just gave you a little fluff to it, like L'chadeh and Tamidim, but really, the 3 cases when you leave a father's resources are Vegeres, which means 12 and a half and up, after 12 and a half. Yasoima means she loses her father, and Yasoima, V'chayav is a Yasoima who means someone who got married in a father's lifetime. She's like a Yasoima, she leaves a father's resources. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah. She makes a tanai like this, a ned like this. I am not going to be nana from my father or your father if I do anything that you tell me to do, which is you or my husband. That's one type of neder. Or another neder is, I'm not going to give you hana if I do anything for your father or for my father. Both these cases are considered nedarim that are eligible for hafara. They're considered dvarim shereinoyel beinah or idur nefesh. Hareze yafe, you can make it. And like the Ran explains, that each one's a big. The second case is a big chiddush than the first case. The first case, any way you slice it, there's going to be a problem here, because if she does something for her husband, so then she becomes asa hana. She can't have enough from her father or her father-in-law. She can't be nana for them. And we know Shmuel says that You can't be the Fidur Rabbanon, if you can't be Nana from one person already, it's called your Nefesh. And according to Rabbi Yisu argues, at least it's Dvarim Shebrei Nei Lamina. So here, if the Nether kicks in, so then you don't keep the Tanai and the Nether kicks in, so then you usher to have Anah from your father or his father, and therefore it's eligible for Hafara. And if you don't do that, that means you're not going to listen to your husband, that's also eligible for Hafara. Because it's Dvarim Shebrei Nei Lamina. That's a pashta case. Even though the chiddush is there wasn't chal yet, but that's more pashta. The second case is a bigger chiddush because that she doesn't do what her father tells her to do, that's not called dvarim shebinei lamina nefesh. But since it's very shchiach that she's going to end up doing something for the father or her father or his father, and therefore that's going to make the neder kick in, and she's not going to be able to give hana, she's not going to be able to have hana from her husband. Not going to have enough from a husband, so then that will be dvarim shebrei nei lamina. And since it's very common to have to happen, so therefore, and she says I'm not going to nether from my husband if I do something for my father. Since it's very very common, I'll do something for the father. It will kick in. Therefore, it's considered already dvarim shebrei nei lamina, and you can make for the nether already, even though it's not chal the nether. So our mishnah has the chiddush really that the neder, even though it's not chal yet, it's just a setup to be chal. It's enough that you can make hafara. So we're really bring a machlokes from Nosan and Chama about that. Tanya, look at the brayso. She'ein eres la'avo lo avicha. I'm not going to have anah from my father or your father. I'm not going to have anah from them. If I do something for you, like a case of our mishnah, Rav Nosan and lo yafer, v'chama lo yafer. Rav Nosan says it can't be mefer because it wasn't chal yet. Chacham said, you could be made for another case. I'm answering all the whole world of Tashmish. I'm not going to Tashmish with anyone. If I have Tashmish with you, the husband. So I'm not saying, you're not made for. Again, here, both these cases are cases. It wasn't Chal yet. Chacham said, Yefer, why? Because in either case, let's say the Reisha, Einas La'av Avicha, Meneris Al-Ficha, both those cases are eligible for Afaro. And in the second case also, Tulanim Yehudim and Meshameshtra, so since you're going to be usher for Tashmish, that's also could be Eden Nefesh, or maybe Benel Beno, and therefore you can be made for those things. Masha'inka Rav Nosson holds that you can't be made for. And the Ran says the second case is in a big Chiddush that you can't be made for, even though both are the same type of thing. It's like one nether, and the Tanai and the nether are the same thing. Maybe you haven't even been made for. Kamash, you can't be made for. So we have Yemachalik Rav Nosson and Chamim, and the Ikka Machalik is like this. If a nether is not Chal yet, could be made for. So I'm going to bring down a story about this, which is this has a shaykhis to she'elas chacham to matna by chacham. Who gavra the itzar nosav alma aleha? A certain person said, "I can have enough from anyone if I do this." In nosav itzar kiloi tanina hilchasa. If I marry a lady before I learn hilchasa, the rosh is mashma before we learn shas. That's what it means. Before we learn shas. Or that's what it means. And the Ran speaks out like this: she writes a little Torah. She wants to learn Torah before he gets married. Why? Because he shouldn't get bottled from his wife. You have the whole weight of Parnasa. You'll be able to ask Torah. He said, "You know what? I'm making sure I'm learning before I get married. And if I don't do that, if I marry before I learn, you know what's going to happen? I'll be usher on Anah in the whole world. Now, really, asking Anah in the whole world is not possible to keep such a thing." So why are you made for it right away? Why is it not made for it? Why isn't it nether bottle right away? It's not possible. Teretz is because he doesn't have to marry someone for learning. Don't marry someone. That's possible. You can't be mevatla because just don't marry someone. But Maisa, he says, if I marry before I learn, I'm going to be usher in Hana from the entire world. I'm just reading the Lashon. It's Lashon Taisvah. It says, in a sivna itza b'loy tanina atche elmoid kol hashas. That's what he says. B'lachal itza atche nasa isha. And the Rosh speaks out, that us ask for chal noyish of oilam and misi isha comes to yom halachas. The alfik of the efshloi liyos bloy hanas oilam. It was impossible to not have run off in the world. Lo yav nedesh shav. It's not nedesh shav. Why the efshloi isha? Lo yisa. Don't marry isha. Not gonna marry like we spoke out. What happened? Rod begafa v'tvila. He ran with his stick and his suitcase, his valise. Imamish, he went to learn very stackly. I'm slimest. It didn't work out. Imamish, he worked his whole kayacha and lo all of the other. Also, Rav Acha bar Avuna. So Rav Acha bar Avuna wanted to help this guy out. He's not going to get married. This guy, he's going to be a single all his life. Also, Rav Acha bar Rav. V'shab shein, he fooled him. He told him, "Get married, nothing will happen to you." And he went and married someone. Lamaisa, now what happened? The ned did kick in. The ned kicked in. He lost the whole world. So what do we do? V'sharkei tina. They covered him with mud in order that it should be obvious that he needs the world now to help him out, to give him, do laundry for him. V'asa kamei rechista. Brought him to rechista to be mataneda. Now, why do you do this? Why don't you go mataneda before? Just go. You see, he's not learning. Go be mataneda that you let him get married. So what Teretz is what? He held, like Rav Nosson, that you can't be mata neder until it's chal. Now, the truth is, we had it by Afara, but we're saying, the Chiddush is even by Sha'eli, have such a thing. Amar Rava, man chochim lemebed kai milsi, lav Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, the Gavar Rava, he's a very choshev person. The Ksava, hei pika Rabban Rav Nosson by Afara, how can I pika by Sha'eli? Just they argue by Afara, they argue by Sha'eli. And even though we pass like the Rabbana, but he wanted to chabar in all the Shittas. He wanted to be able to be a Afara, he wanted to be a Sha'eli, Schachem, Lekuliyam. So he said, let's make that to be chal, if we can have the Sha'eli Schachem. So that much you see that he doesn't hold that by she'ela l'kuli yama does not have to be chal. He zicha holds that at least it's a machloikus, like the Ran speaks out. Maybe even holds that l'kuli yama you have to have it be chal. But at least you see it's a machloikus, and he wants to chapar and rosh shita. Therefore, he made that he goes ahead and gets married. The neder is chal. Now you can be shayel on the neder.